Hello. Hope you're enjoying today's edition of the Sunday Hour. A few weeks ago, we began with 1 Thessalonians, chapter 1, verses 1 through 3. Today, I'd like to resume with verse 4. For we know, brothers and sisters, loved by God, that he has chosen you, because our gospel came to you not simply with words, but also with power, with the Holy Spirit and deep conviction. You know how we lived among you for your sake. You became imitators of us and of the Lord, for you welcomed the message in the midst of severe suffering, with the joy given by the Holy Spirit. And so you became a model to all believers in Macedonia and Achaia. The Lord's message rang out from you not only in Macedonia and Achaia. Your faith in God has become known everywhere. Therefore, we do not need to say anything about it, for they themselves report what kind of reception you gave us. They tell how you turned to God from idols to serve the living and true God and to wait for his Son from heaven, whom he raised from the dead, Jesus, who rescues us from the coming wrath. In these verses, after Paul's introduction, he picks up talking about God's love for his chosen people. However, if we go back to verse 3, we look and we see that there are references to faith, references to labor prompted by love, and references to endurance inspired by hope. Now, endurance implies that there is something to endure, that it's not necessarily pleasant, but that there is suffering. No one has to endure a wonderful meal or a pleasant sunset or time with a loved one. These things are natural and easy. We have to endure suffering. So though we are loved by God and chosen, the verses continue to help us understand that God's chosen and loved people do indeed in this life suffer. And that in fact, how we endure suffering becomes revelation for others. You became imitators of us, Paul says. He goes on to say that we serve in order that we can become a model, implying that how we respond to suffering sheds light to the next generation of Christians and how they too can endure suffering. And faith in suffering produces revelation. Faith in suffering is the very thing that goes to the heart of an individual and helps them to see God in us. When you and I can suffer and yet remain joyous and yet remain focused in faith and yet remain hopeful because we know that in the end, when God has returned and established his kingdom, he will bless us in Christ. And so what we endure now is simply transitional. And how we endure it becomes revelation to others. We have been rescued by final judgment, from final judgment, by the work of Jesus Christ. And so as we endure present suffering, it is our joy, our focus, and our faith that become a model for others and revelation of our Lord. This week, make it your goal to be revelation, to take your circumstance in hand, whether it is pleasant or whether it is unpleasant, let it be turned to joy by the assurance you have that God loves you now, regardless of circumstance, and that God has prepared a place for you in the future, in the very bosom of Christ. Thank you and have a great Sunday.